A lot of people have contacted me over the course of the past couple of weeks. They've seen a van at Sharon Hospital. You've heard in the news about Cornwall, and that is Betty. Betty, and Betty is in Sharon, coming to Cornwall, and I think probably other towns in the northwest corner of Connecticut. This is all part of Community Health and Wellness Center. It's a new mobile medical unit that travels throughout our region, and it's called Betty, bringing exceptional treatment to you. Our guest this morning is the CEO of Community Health and Wellness, Joanne Morris. Joanne, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. Good morning.
It's because this shows up in newspaper articles and magazine articles, and when we post things on our social media pages, and we put Betty, people are a little confused and don't understand. But this is a pretty major project that you are putting together that goes out to the community to help people that don't really have access to health care.
That's correct. It's not certainly a permanent solution, right? We need to be looking at what we can do to recruit more primary care providers to especially rural areas where those resources are critically lacking. But Betty is at least an interim solution to help folks gain access to care where it may be lacking, such as in the northwest corner. At this point in time, there are only, I believe, two practicing providers right now, and there are lots of folks attempting to figure out what do we do at the point where those folks might be retiring through attrition. There really becomes no primary care in the area. And so, as you know, the last time I was on, we spoke about our more permanent solution, which is the construction of the center that will hopefully soon be happening in North Canaan. But in the interim, Betty is bringing critical access to the northwest corner, whether that be for primary care, for vaccines, for testing, and certainly to meet any of those healthcare needs. And if necessary, provide those necessary referrals to specialists as well.
I'm glad you said what you said. This, folks, is in no way a replacement for actually having a community physician which we'll talk about in a few minutes when they have their location in North Canaan, Connecticut. But it is an opportunity for people who are seeking for healthcare options to get a lot of different medical care practices performed. I'm 69, Joanne, and I never would have thought that I would live in an area that would be so less populated by physicians. This is, at 69, I sit here and I say to myself, where am I going to be when I'm 79 around here?
Right. Yeah, it's a problem. Not only do we know that nationally there exists a shortage of primary care providers, and not having that resource in rural parts of the state is just even more critical because it does increase risk for poor health among those that live in rural communities. It presents big challenges, including availability to keep health care local, the ability to address those that might be living at or below poverty levels to be able to access affordable care. And just the nature of being remote, presents its own barriers, such as lack of transportation. Having spoken to folks when we started getting Betty on the road and presented the idea, we found that most rural residents often travel long distances to get to their healthcare providers. And that has a real impact on people's lives as you're trying to work that into, your everyday schedules of needing to go to work and getting the kids off to school and having to travel an hour or more. Sometimes I heard from folks as to what they were doing. It means taking time off from work. It means needing to coordinate follow-up care to go to those same distances. And, it does change outcomes because folks then start to think, I don't have time to do all that travel, and start to kind of neglect care a little bit. And so we're hoping that by being able to bring services to folks, at least, again, provides an interim solution for those that are having challenges to get to those primary care resources.
We are speaking once again with the CEO of Community Health and Wellness, Joanne Bortis. And let's talk a little bit about it in detail. I mean, take a look at what you offer there. You've got a skilled staff that's on board. You do screenings and examinations, also lots of different tests. Let's go over some of the things that the people listening can get from Betty.
Sure. So we can do mostly everything on Betty when it comes to primary care. So just those things that you mentioned, physicals, screenings, we could order lab tests. We are connected remotely with our electronic medical records, so we can send referrals for things like imaging or blood work. We can send referrals to specialists if we need to. Anything that needs to have continuity behind it through the EMR comes from our main hub. So it's just as if we were in an office in Winsted or Torrington. We can provide vaccines. We can provide testing. Lots of folks have been coming out looking for both of those things as it relates to COVID. We can do just about everything. We do have certain limitations on the van, but your general primary care services can be done. And being in Sharon and located in the parking lot of Sharon Hospital has also helped, because when it does come to needing to send folks to the lab or for testing, it's been pretty convenient to be able to send them into the hospital for those things, so that it doesn't become an inconvenience for patients to have to travel to get any follow-up care.
Now, let's talk about your locations. You're at Sharon Hospital, and I know you're in Cornwall. Any place else? And what are the days you're at that Sharon Hospital and in Cornwall?
Sure. So we just confirmed Cornwall with the Board of Selectmen. So we will likely be there on Wednesdays. In Canaan, North Canaan, we will be there on Tuesdays at the Pilgrim House. And in Sharon, I'm sorry, we'll be in Canaan on Thursdays at the Pilgrim House, as we wanted to be there when the Fishes and Loaves pantry operates. And in Sharon, we are there on Tuesdays. We start at 9:30 in the morning, and we are there until 2 p.m. in the afternoon. We have a couple of other towns reaching out to us to see if we would bring Betty there, but we have not confirmed those as of yet. But right now, we are in three towns, and we are taking requests and evaluating those requests. Our schedule is getting actually pretty filled. We do try and dedicate Fridays to the Torrington and Winsted area. And so for right now, those are the areas that we've committed to.
Now, let's look forward to the future. I think by you having Betty on the ground here, and obviously you'll be in more towns locally in our immediate area as time goes on. But this bodes well when you finally do open up your facility, which is going to be in Canaan, right?
Yes, we're so excited about that. We are going to be in Canaan on East Main Street, right across from the Stop and Shop Plaza. And if folks have driven by there recently, you'll see that the excavator has been delivered. And weather permitting, we hope to get demolition of the existing buildings done this week. We are working with some great community folks. And, you know, a big shout out and thanks again to the Foundation for Community Health and Nancy Eaton and her board for providing us the preliminary funding of $1.3 million to even get this project started. That has been hugely helpful in getting us all the preliminary things that we need to get done before we actually start construction. The Berkshire Taconic Foundation and Peter Taylor has generously also donated $45,000 to us. That has gone a tremendous way to help us recruit providers to try and get to the North Canaan location, because as we know, that can be quite challenging. It generally takes about a year, and that is inclusive of the training that's needed once they get on board. So that has been extremely helpful. And so we hope that we have the shovel in the ground this year. We are looking and working with the state and Representative Maria Horn to help us with legislative advocacy to try and help us with additional state bonding funds to try and get that building constructed. And so lots of great support in the community, and lots of folks very excited about us bringing a more permanent solution to the northwest corner.
Now, when did you start first working on bringing something like this to the Northwest Corner?
Oh, gosh. It was before my time, and I've been at Community Health and Wellness now for 7 years. Nancy Heaton had been working with my predecessor for as long as the center has been established, which is now going on 20 years, to try and come up with a way to help bring access to primary care to Canaan. And so we are so happy to have come this far and have gotten this project off the ground, and we're going to keep going until that building is constructed and until we can get those services to a much-needed area.
The reason I ask that question is how fortunate it is that years and years and years ago, the Foundation for Community Health and your organization had the foresight to look at this and plan for this, and all of a sudden we find ourselves here right now in a situation where what you're going to offer to the area is really in dire needs.
Yeah, yes, and we're, again, Nancy and I often, you know, chuckle and say, oh my gosh, is this really happening? Because it's been long in the works and many discussions and a lot of things to go through to be able to get to this point. So we are just thrilled that we've gotten here. We've got a little ways to go, but there is, you know, hopefully by the end of this year, we'll be able to come back and update you that the building has been started and soon permanent local access to primary care services will be available in Canaan and surrounding towns.
Well, once again, Betty is in Sharon right now and also Cornwall at various times and coming to other towns as well. Your website is, if I'm right, chwchealth.org. You're also on Facebook. And if people want to contact you for more information by telephone, is there a number they can reach?
Yes, actually that website, Marshall, is chwctorr.org.
Okay.
And yes, you can, I'll give you my personal number because I've been coordinating a lot of the discussions. So if anyone certainly has questions after today, feel free to reach out to me at 860-387-0425.
And that's not only for regular people, but that's for anybody who listens in towns and area that wants to see about bringing Betty to the towns. Well, once again, Joanne, thanks for joining us this morning. Best of luck. Hopefully shovels in the ground by sometime in the summertime, because what you're working on is going to be a very important and needed thing for our community if we're going to continue to grow and have people come and want to live in our area.
Yes, agreed. And thanks so much for having me on. And fingers crossed that soon you will be able to see a building.
All right, Joanne, thanks. Have a great day.
Thanks, you as well. Bye-bye.
That is it, Community Health and Wellness. And for more information, as we said, you can get it at chwtorr.org. chwctorr.org.